This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In the world of flamenco, there is a battle between traditionalists and modernists. Both camps celebrate Spanish guitarist Paco de Lucía for his prodigious knowledge of flamenco's history and for bringing jazz, classical, and Afro-Cuban elements into his playing. NPR's Felix Contreras reports that on his latest CD, de Lucía once again moves the music forward by looking to the past.
When he was 12 years old, Paco de Lucía's family no longer could afford to pay for his schooling. His father told him he would have to find another way to make his way through life and pointed to the guitar in his son's hands. His father advised him, play the guitar and play it well. With the guitar, you can earn a living, go where you want to go, and always be able to feed yourself. More than four decades later, it's safe to say that Paco de Lucía did much better than just feed himself.
There's simply no doubt that this is the greatest talent that flamenco guitar has ever seen.
Brooke Zern is a guitarist and freelance journalist who has written about flamenco for the New York Times, The Village Voice, and Guitar Review for over 30 years.
The most far-reaching, transcendent talent that the art has ever produced on the guitar. So we may have certain reservations about the direction that he's carried flamenco, but at the same time, the respect for him is enormous.
Reservations about mixing old and new would seem at odds with the music that is, by its very nature, a fusion. That mix is what sparked Paco de Lucía's interest as a boy in Algeciras. Southern Spain is the birthplace of flamenco, and the region reflects the ambiente, the essence, of the Roma people, or gypsies, who settled there. But de Lucía is payo, or non-Roma.
Yo no tenía conciencia de lo que era gitano payo porque yo pues viví muy mezclado.
I didn't have a consciousness about gypsy and non-gypsy because my childhood life was very mixed. Later, when I was older, I understood the difference, but not as a child. Later, I knew I wasn't a gypsy, but I was living in that same culture and philosophy and way of life since the day I was born.
That way of life was shaped by the Roma's travels through India, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe, absorbing cultures along the way. They arrived in southern Spain just in time for the Inquisition in the 15th century, and though their experience was one of persecution and isolation, they survived to learn the Moorish culture of the south and traditional Spanish song forms. All of that went into the creation of flamenco. For centuries, the role of the guitarist in flamenco was to accompany singers and dancers. And while the center of the tension was the dramatic and percussive dance steps, the true heart of flamenco was the voice.
Somebody might get up and dance. He needs a guitarist to back him up, but it's always the singer who's in command.
Again, writer Brooke Zern.
Because it's the singer who's doing the most important aspect of the art, who's expressing an oral tradition that is centuries old and that has a certain depth and majesty that the human voice can produce that no other entity can give you.
Flamenco remained a vehicle for singers and dancers until the 1950s, when guitarist Carlos Montoya and Sabicas gave the music its first worldwide exposure as instrumental soloists, not as accompanists. Paco de Lucía followed in their footsteps. Then, in the late 60s, de Lucía met a young Roma vocalist named José Monge Cruz, also known as Camarón de la Isla. Their next 10 records together revolutionized flamenco by adding a distinctly contemporary approach. Camarón was 6 years younger than de Lucía, and he became a star. Think of the mass appeal of Frank Sinatra, The raw energy of Eddie Vedder and the explosive intensity of Jimi Hendrix all rolled into one voice. The flamenco singer lived a rock and roll lifestyle and died at the age of 42 after years of heavy drug use. Paco de Lucía revisits his partnership with the singer on his new CD. The guitarist resurrected an old tape of a song that they never released. By creating a new music track, De Lucía gave life to a voice whose absence, he says, left a hole in his heart.
Sí, en un momento sí. En un momento comentamos el Tomatito y yo. Parece que ha ido a tomar café ahí al bar de la esquina. Parece que está aquí con nosotros.
At one point, the other guitarist and I felt like he was with us, but stepped out for a coffee at the bar on the corner.
Fue medio triste, ¿no? Por un lado, pero por otro también fue gratificante porque era como resucitarlo.
It made me sad on one hand, but on the other, it was gratifying because it was like we were reviving him.
Y cómo canta. Increíble. Ese tercio es increíble.
And how he sang. Incredible. Listen to this part.
Camarón era increíble.
Camarón was incredible.
That song, called Que Venga el Alba, is the emotional centerpiece of a record that features De Lucía accompanying seven different flamenco singers. He once again pushes the boundaries on the record by using jazz-influenced chords and world music rhythms. But by choosing to accompany singers, he says he's making a back-to-basics statement.
La expresión, yo diría más pura, del flamenco.
It is the purest expression of flamenco. Outside of Spain, few appreciate the singing because it's more complex, more difficult. I never wanted to try to sing, but instead, I hid behind the guitar because the guitar was the star, not me. I have always been a frustrated singer.
Still, it's as a guitar showman that De Lucía is best known in this country. He's collaborated with jazz guitarist John McLaughlin, El Dimeola, and Larry Coryell. While De Lucía says he absorbs everything he hears, he swears an allegiance to the Roma roots of flamenco.
Mi flamenco no sea un flamenco, como se llama ahora, de fusión.
My flamenco is not a fusion. I have always been careful that it doesn't lose the essence and the roots and the tradition of what is flamenco. I have incorporated other things, but things that have not altered the philosophy of the music. I have as my only interest in all this to grow as a musician who plays flamenco, and not to bring things that some way or another changes the identity of this music.
Paco de Lucía has lived in Mexico for years to afford himself a measure of anonymity his star status in Spain would not allow. But he says he is now anxious to move back home, closer to his roots and flamencos. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You can hear more songs from Paco de Lucía's CD at npr.org.